To the letter to the Ephesians.
请大家打开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
The same chapter, verse 20.
然后同一章的二十节。
In which he wrought in the Christ, in raising him from among the dead, and he set him down at his right hand in the heavenlies.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Chapter 2,
第二章，
Verse 6,
第六节。
And has raised us up together, and has made us sit down together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节。
In order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly, the all various wisdom of God.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And finally, chapter 6, verse 12.
然后啊，最后第六章第十二节。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power wickedness in the heavenlies.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
亲爱的主，我们的心充满了感谢。
We do thank thee for gathering us together in thy presence this morning.
我们感谢你，早上在你同在的跟前，你把我们一同聚集。
We thank thee for thy tremendous love towards us.
我们为着你向我们那极大的爱，我们献上感谢。
Thou hast not been silent to us.
你并没有向我们默然不语。
But by thy grace, thou hast been speaking to us again and again.
靠着你自己的恩典，你不断地一而再地向我们说话。
That we may come to know thee more and more.
叫我们能够认识你越来越多。
We do commit this time into thy loving hands.
我们把我们这一段的时间交在你的爱手。
May thy spirit
愿意
quicken thy written word.
愿意圣灵来将你的话点活在我们的里面。
And enabling us to see the greatness of thy salvation.
也叫我们看到你那救恩是何等的浩大。
That we may be what thou hast ordained us to be.
也叫我们能够成为你定义要我们所成为的。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for the privilege of coming here to see our dear brothers and sisters.
我能够来到这里，能够来看望弟兄姊妹们，我实在觉得很感谢。
As I waited upon the Lord for this time,
当我在主面前一等候我们这一段聚集的时间，
It seemed that the Lord has impressed upon my heart one thing.
主把一件事情放在我的心中。
And that is the phrase, in the heavenlies.
那就是那在天上这一句话。
This is a phrase that is used by the Apostle Paul in this letter to the Ephesians.
这一句话是使徒保罗在以弗所书的里面所用的。
And we find that it is repeated again and again.
我们也发现是不断的重复的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道
，We all know that this letter to the Ephesians, together with the letter to the Colossians, give us the highest truth in the Bible.
我们知道这以弗所书跟哥罗西书把圣经里面一个很高的一个真理启示出来。
Because this book tells us of the full counsel.Of God.
因为这本书这卷书把神全备的旨意来启示了给我们。
It shows us the mystery of God, the mystery of the Christ, and the mystery of the gospel.
叫我们明白神的奥秘、基督的奥秘以及教会的奥秘。
Everyone who has read this letter has a sense.
每一位读了这卷书的人都有这样的感觉
that it is a tremendous, glorious revelation, presentation of God's heart.
乃是把神的心意是这样大的、这样荣耀的、极尊贵的这样来表明出来。
Oftentimes when we read this letter,
当每一次我们读这一卷书的时候
or sometimes when we heard preaching on this letter.
或者我们听到讲到这卷书的时候
If our hearts are right,
如果我们的心是准确的
you will find that we find ourselves being lifted up as to the third heaven.
好像我们就被提高到三层天上
Because glorious things are being revealed to us.
因为那极荣耀的事情启示了给我们。
But there is a problem.
但是有一个问题。
Some people tell us.
有人告诉我们。
That when they read this book or hear the words.
当他们读这卷书或者听到这些的话的时候。
They are so inspired and uplifted.
他们是这样受到感动，这样的被提升。
And yet they find that it is way beyond them.
这样他们发现这是远超过他们所是的。
It is wonderful, but whether it is practical.
是非常的美好，但是不是实际呢？
I often hear people tell me.
我常常听到有人这样告诉我。
The eternal purpose of God is really glorious.
神永远的旨意是非常荣耀的。
If you know what it is.
但是如果你知道什么是神永远的旨意。
But it is not practical.
但是并不实际。
It is as if it is in the third heaven.
好像是远高在三层天上。
But how can you reach it?
但你怎么能够达到呢？
It is like a beautiful basket of wonderful fruits.
这好像一个很美的一个篮子的装着些水果。
But it is high up in the heaven.
但是高高在天。
We can see it afar.
我们是远处能够看着。
But there is no way to reach it.
但没有办法能够得着它。
So what's the good of it?
那这样有什么好处呢？
If you cannot taste it.
如果你不能够尝试它。
If you cannot have it,
你不能够拥有它。
That only gives you a sense of frustration.
啊，就是叫你觉得很烦躁。
And I think to many of God's children, this is the problem.
我想对于很多神的儿女，这就是那个问题。
So sometimes I wait upon the Lord and say, Lord.
所以有的时候我等候在主的面前说，主啊。
Is there a key? Is there a way that will help God's people to possess our possession?
有没有一个关键或者有一个方法能够叫神的儿女能够拥有这得着这这些？
And make that acquisition possible in our lives.
在我们的生命的里面，在我们生活的里面，叫这些似乎不可能的事情能够成为可能。
One day, as I was meditating before the Lord,
有一天，当我在主面前默想的时候，
the Lord seemed to direct my heart to this phrase, in the heavenlies.
主就把我的注意到这一个在天上这个词。
It is as if this is the key.
这好像这就是那一个钥匙。
This will open up that mystery and enabling us to possess it.
这就把那一个奥秘来打开，叫我们能够得着它。
So this morning we would like to share together on this matter of in the heavenlies.
所以今天早上我们一同来分享这一个在天上。
Now, actually, the heavenlies is a very difficult word.
其实天上这个字是很难讲的。
In the different versions, English versions,
在英文不同的翻译版本里面，
sometimes it is translated in the heavenly places.
有的时候翻译就说在天上的一个地方。
And sometimes it's translated in the heavenly realms.
或者在一个属天的范围里面。
But in the original, literally, it should be in the heavenlies.
但是在原文那一个意思的里面，应当是一个属天的境界景象。
And in the Chinese version, we have the same problem.
在中文的翻译也是有这样的问题。
Because it is said it is in the heaven.
就说在天上。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄
姊妹， this is not the third heaven.
这不是一个不是那第三层天。
Because the third heaven is where the throne of God is.
因为三层天乃是神的宝座的地方。
And now, in the third heaven,
在第三层天，
aside from God,
除了神之外，
there is only one man there.
只有一位人在一个人在那里。
And that is the man, Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督这个人。
And there is no devil there.
撒旦不在那里。
Because the devil has been cast out from the third heaven.
因为魔鬼已经从那三层天被赶出去了。
So the heavenlies cannot be the third heaven.
所以这一个属天的天上的这个不是指着那第三层天。
Now can it point to the second heaven?
那能不能说是第二层天？
Where the stars are.
那一些星星在那里？
We know it is not.
我们知道不是。
Oh, where can it be in the first heaven?
或者第一层天。
And that is our firmament.
这就是我们的这个气层。
And we know that that is the headquarter of the devil.
我们知道这是撒旦的这个大本营。
So what is heavenlies?
那这一个属天的这一个境界在哪里？
It is not the third heaven.
不是第三层天。
It is not the second heaven.
也不在第二层天。
It is not the first heaven.
也不在第一层天。
Then where is it?
那在哪里？
Now we only know that the heavenlies is truly a heavenly realm or heavenly realms.
我们知道这个天上这是一个属天的范围，属天的境界。
It is heavenly place or heavenly places.
也是一个天上的地方或者天上的一些地方。
But it seems to me that you do not know where the boundary is.
但好像你不知道它的那个境界在哪里。
It seems to be so vast, and yet it seems to be unexplainable.
是非常的广大，但好像又没有办法解释。
But we do know that there is such a place or such a realm called the heavenlies.
但我们知道有一个地方，有一个范围是称为属天的这个境界。
Because it is heavenly.
因为是属天的。
It is spiritual.
是属灵的。
And it is real.
也是真实的。
And there in the heavenlies.
那些在天上。
In that realm.
在那个范围的里面。
God is there.
神在那里。
We are there.
我们也在那里。
And even Satan and his angels were also there.
撒旦与他的天使也都在那里。
It is a reality.
这是一个实际的。
Now how do we explain it?
那我们怎样来解释呢?
I think when you try to explain something, you have to use illustration.
我想当你要解释一个事物的时候，你需要用一些的比喻。
And that's why you find in the Bible, there are lots of types and lots of illustrations.
所以在圣经的里面有许多的比喻，有很多的预表。
Now let's think of Abraham.
我们来思想一下亚伯拉罕。
We know that Abraham was born in Ur of Chaldea.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是在加勒底的乌尔那里。
And that is where Babylon is.
那就是巴比伦的地方。
And we also know that he was born to a family that built idols.
我们知道他所出生的家庭是造偶像的。
And in that time, they were all idol worshippers.
在那里都是拜偶像的人。
But thank God, somehow, the glory of God, the God of glory, appeared to Abraham.
但是感谢神，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And because of the God of glory appearing to him.
但因着荣耀的神向他显现的缘故。
He was called out of Ur of Chaldea.
他就从加勒底的乌尔被呼召出来。
And he was called to cross the Euphrates River.
他就要过幼发拉底河。
And even the River Jordan.
也过了约旦河。
And God led him into the land of Canaan.
神就引他进入那个迦南地。
And God promised to give him and to his seed the land of Canaan.
神就应许他与他的那一位那一个子孙那一个得到这个迦南地。
It was a land flowing with milk and honey.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
But while Abraham was in the land of Canaan,
但是当亚伯拉罕在迦南地的时候，
he was a stranger and a sojourner there.
他是在外邦人是他是在那里寄居的。
He lived in tent.
他住在帐篷里。
And he lived by faith, not by sight.
他是因信而活，不是靠着眼见。
The land was promised to him.
那一个地是应许给他了。
It was his inheritance.
这是他的产业。
And yet strangely, he was a sojourner and a stranger in that land.
但是很稀奇的，他在那里是寄居的，是客旅。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
does that describe something of you?
在这里这样子是不是对于你自己有一些的形容相似。
Now we live in this world.
我们是住在这个地上。
We were born of Adam.
我们是从亚当而生的。
We were born under the sentence of death.
我们是在这一个死的这一个定罪的里面出生的。
We had no God. We had no promise.
我们是没有神，没有应许的。
Just like Abraham, he was born and reared and lived in Ur of Chaldea.
就像亚伯拉罕，他是出生也成长在加勒底的乌尔。
We were in total darkness.
我们都活在黑暗的里面。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
The glory of God appeared to us in the face of Jesus Christ.
荣耀的神就透过我们主耶稣向我们启示。
He called us out of this world.
他呼召我们从这个世界的里面出来。
And he called us unto himself.
他呼召我们能够进入他的自己。
And we were in a sense, spiritual sense, we were all Hebrews.
在从属灵的角度来讲，我们都是希伯来人。
We know Abraham was the first Hebrew.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是头一位希伯来人。
Why? Because he crossed the river.
因为他是过了河的人。
So spiritually speaking, we were all Hebrews.
所以从属灵的方面来说，我们都是希伯来人。
We are still in this world.
我们仍然活在这个世界上。
But we do not belong to this world.
但我们不属于这个世界。
While we are still living on earth.
当我们仍然活在地上的时候，
We are aliens.
我们是外邦人。
Because our citizenship is in heaven.
因为我们的公民的是在天，是属天的，是天上的。
So physically speaking, we are still in this world.
所以从我们本身来讲，我们是还在这个地上。
But spiritually speaking, we are not of this world.
但是从属灵的角度来说，我们不属于这个世界。
But even though we are not of this world, we are still in this world.
我们不属于这个世界，我们却还活在这个世界。
And we know this world one day will be our inheritance. This earth one day will be our inheritance.
有一天这个世界要成为我们的产业。
Because the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
因为圣经讲到虚心的人有福了，他们要承受地。
And yet, we are sojourners, travelers, passing through this world.
但是我们是寄居的，是客旅，我们只是经过这一个地方。
We live by faith.
我们是因信而活。
Not by sight.
不是靠着眼见。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
in a way you will find this is the situation. What Abraham was, the situation was our situation today.
所以我们发现亚伯拉罕他的那一个光景就是今天我们的光景。
So in a sense, the land of Canaan can be a type of the heavenlies.
所以从一个方面来说，迦南地可以是那一个属天的境界。
Because in that land, the Lord was there.
因为在那一个地方，主在那里。
The Lord appeared to Abraham again and again.
主向他不断的显现。
And in that land, you find Abraham was there.
在那个地方，你看到亚伯拉罕在那里。
But at the same time, you have the seven tribes of Canaan were there.
同时也有迦南地的七族在那里。
Now the seven tribes of Canaan represents the evil forces.
那迦南的七族就代表了那一个邪恶的势力。
So in a sense, you will find that the land of Canaan that Abraham was a sojourner can represent the heavenlies today.
所以在那在那一个迦南地，亚伯拉罕在那里可以代表了那一个属天的景象。
And while Abraham was in Canaan,
当亚伯拉罕在迦南的时候，
you find that he had to live by faith.
你就发现他要因信而活。
But sometimes he began to live by sight.
但是有的时候他就落在眼见的里面。
When there was a famine there.
当那里有饥荒的时候。
You know he lived by sight.
他就凭着眼见。
Because Egypt had food.
因为埃及有食粮。
So naturally, you find he went down to Egypt.
所以很自然的你就发现他就下到埃及地去。
But how he failed.
但他是如何的失败了。
And by the grace of God, God brought him back to Canaan.
靠着神的恩典，神把他带回到迦南。
And again you find he failed.
接着你又看到他又失败。
He went down to the land of the Philistines.
他到腓力士的人的地方去。
And he got into trouble again.
他又惹了麻烦。
And thank God, God used these troubles to discipline him.
所以神的恩典又来管教他。
And brought him back into Canaan.
又把他带回到迦南。
Now, brothers and sisters, does this describe our condition today?
弟兄姊妹，这岂不是形容了我们今天的光景吗？
By the grace of God, we are not of this world.
靠着神的恩典，我们不属于这个世界。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you really know where you live?
弟兄姊妹，你真的知道你住在哪里吗？
Physically, yes, we live in this world.
从肉身上，从身体来讲，我们是住在这个世界的里面。
But we do not live as the people of this earth.
但是我们住在地上，不像这地上的人一样。
We are not earth dwellers.
我们不是这一个定居在地上的这些人。
So far as this earth is concerned, we are strangers and sojourners.
对于这个地来讲，我们是客旅，是寄居的。
We live by faith, not by sight.
我们是因信而活，不是靠着眼见。
People of this world, they live by sight.
地上的人，他们是凭着眼见而活。
And that's why they seek for the things of this world.
所以他们所寻求所追求的乃是地上的事物。
But we live by faith.
我们是因信而活。
But sometimes we fail.
有的时候我们会失败。
And sometimes we begin to live by sight.
有的时候我们就靠着眼见而活。
And how we are tempted by the things of this world.
我们就因着这地上的事物受了吸引。
As if we have gone into Egypt.
就如同我们下到埃及地一样。
If not as far as Egypt, then probably Philistines.
如果没有落到那么远到埃及，至少也到腓力士人地。
Because Egypt represents the earth, the riches of this earth.
因为埃及代表了这一个地上的丰富。
How God's people are attracted by the riches of this earth.
多少神的子民被这个地上的丰富吸引了。
And if we not be attracted by that, we may be attracted by the land of the Philistines.
如果不是因着这些受了吸引，我们又受了腓力士人地的这个吸引。
And the Philistines represent the flesh.
腓力士人代表了这个肉体。
And how sometimes we yield to our flesh.
多少的时候我们就容让肉体做主。
And we lose our faith.
我们就失去了我们的信心。
But thank God, He is so merciful to us.
但是感谢神，他向我们满有怜悯。
He will raise up circumstances and environments to bring us back.
他就兴起环境把我们带回来。
So strangely, you find that we are living in the heavenlies.
所以很奇妙的，我们确实是活在属天的景象里。
Whenever we get out of the heavenly realm, we are in trouble.
当我们离开了这个属天的范围，我们就惹祸了。
But thank God, He will not let us go.
但是感谢神，他不会让我们就这样去。
And again, He draws us back into that heavenly realm.
但是一而再的再而三的他把我们带回到这个属天的范围的里面。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
You see that this is not that abstract.
你知道这不是一个抽象的东西。
Heavenly is a very real, living, true, spiritual realm.
这个属天的是一个真实的是一个属灵的这样的在这样的一个范围的里面。
Now, if you lay hold of this phrase,
如果你抓住了这一个词这一个词
and then you go into the letter to the Ephesians,
然后你才来进入这个以弗所的信息的里面。
Then I think you get the key into possessing your possession.
这样你就得到那个得到你产业的那一个钥匙。
Now everybody knows today.
今天每一个人都知道
that the letter to the Ephesians can be expressed by three words.
以弗所这一封书信可以用三个字来表明。
I think many know sit, walk, stand that book.
很多人都熟悉一本书
Sit, walk, stand
坐行站这本书
And that in a sense gives us the essence of the whole letter
这就把这整个书这一卷书的那一个精华指明了出来
NowIn the first two chapters,
在头两章的里面
it is related to this matter of seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
这是主要的是讲到与基督一同坐在天上。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3,
在以弗所书第一章第三节那里
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Here you find every spiritual blessing.
在这里看到各样属灵的福气。
Now there is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在新约跟旧约中间有一些的分别。
In the Old Testament, the children of Israel, they were God's earthly people.
在旧约的里面，以色列的百姓是神在地上的子民。
So the blessing that God blessed them were earthly.
所以神向他们的祝福都是属地的。
If they keep the commandment,
如果他们遵循这些诫命
if they follow God,
如果他们跟随神
God will bless them with many children,
神就祝福他们有许多的子孙
God will bless their basket,
神就祝福他们的篮子
God will bless their land,
祝福他们的地
God will bless them their animals,
祝福他们的牲畜
So all the blessings you find God blessed the children of Israel are earthly.
又看见神向着以色列民他们一切的祝福都是属地的。
But when you come to the New Testament,
但是当你来到新约的时候
you find the emphasis is changed.
但是你看到那一个重点就改变了。
It is not that God will not bless us with earthly blessings.
不是说神不会祝福我们一些属地的祝福。
But that is no longer the point.
但是这不是那一个重点了。
Because we are God's spiritual children.
因为我们是神那一个属灵的子民。
So God has blessed us something more better than earthly blessings.
所以神向我们的祝福是更好的更美的比那属地的更好。
God has blessed us.With every spiritual blessing.
神将天上各样属灵的福气来赐给我们。
You know, brothers and sisters, I find that among God's people there is a mistaken idea.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在神的儿女们的中间，他们有一个误解。
Especially in our days.
特别在我们今天这个时代。
Because these are difficult days.
因为这是一个艰难的日子。
So you find prosperity gospel is something that even God's people are seeking for.
就是许多神的儿女也来追求那一个成功神学。
If you love God,
如果你爱神,
God will bless you and give you perfect health.
神就祝福你有健康的身体。
God will give you a good family.
就给你有美好的家庭。
God will give you prosperity.
神就叫你很成功。
You have a big house.
你有很大的房子。
You have a Rolls Royce.
你开着这一个豪华的这个Rolls Royce 的车。
That shows that you are blessed by God.
这是表明了神是这样祝福你。
If you are weak and sick,
如果你软弱得病
you have no children,
你没有孩子
if you live in a small house,
你住在一个小的房子里
if you can barely live,
如果你只是很艰难的能够
you must be cursed by God.
那这是神在咒诅你
Now this was true in the Old Testament.
这个在旧约是真的。
But this is no longer true in the New Testament.
但是在新约这就不准确了。
Because God has something better for us.
因为神为我们存留那更好的。
What you can see is temporary.
你能看见的都是暂时的。
They will pass away.
这些都要过去。
What God has blessed us is eternal.
但是神所祝福我们的乃是永远的。
And He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
因为他赐给我们一天上各样属灵的福气。
You cannot think of any spiritual blessing that God has not blessed us with.
你不能够想到任何一个属灵的福气神没有赐给我们。
He who spares not his only begotten son, will he withhold any good things from us?
神既神为将他的儿子都赐给我们，岂不将各样的万事都赐给我们？
Now, if you try to count these spiritual blessings,
如果你要来计算这些属灵的福气，
you will be amazed.
你就会稀奇。
For instance, you read the first two chapters of Ephesians.
你就就读这头两章的以弗所书的头两章。
You see some of these spiritual blessings are being listed there.
你看在这里列举了一些属灵的福气。
For instance, He has chosen us, even before the foundation of the world.
比如说在创立世界以前，他就拣选了我们。
Isn't that wonderful?
这岂不是真是太好了？
Before we were born.
在我们出生之前
，before Adam was created，
在亚当被造之前
，before the world was created，
在这一个世界被造之前
，God has already chosen you，
神已经拣选了你
，Isn't that wonderful？
你看这岂不是太好了
？And He chose you for what？
他拣选你做什么？
That you may receive sonship.
你要得着儿子的名分。
Not only to be a child of God.
不单只是做神的儿女。
But to be sons and daughters of God.
要成为神的儿子。
And you find how He redeem us, forgive our sins.
他救赎我们，赦免我们的罪。
And today we are in His favor.
我们今天在他的面前蒙恩。
And He even tells us what He is doing.
而且他告诉我们他所行的。
That one day He will bring all things, sum up all things in Christ.
他叫有一天要一切都在基督的里面同归于一。
And we will all be summed up in Christ.
我们都在基督的里面同归于一。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
He will use us as instrument to bring this summing up all things in Christ.
而且他要用作我们成为那一个在基督里同归于一的那一个器皿。
We are his inheritance.
我们是他的产业。
And he is our inheritance.
他也是我们的产业。
We who were dead in sins and transgressions.
我们死在罪恶过犯之中的人。
Children of wrath.
是那一个悖逆之子。
In his mercy, in his grace, he has saved us.
在他的恩典，在他的怜悯的里面，他拯救了我们。
He not only quickened us with Christ.
他今天用着基督苏醒了我们。
He has raised us up together with Christ.
他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And he has seated us together with Christ.Where? In the heavenlies.
他叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
Now, this is not something in the future.
这是还在将来的事。
No, not something in the future.
这是不是将来的事呢？不是在将来的。
When were our sins forgiven?
我们的罪是什么时候得了赦免的？
Not something in the future.
不是在将来的。
We have already.Have our sins forgiven.
我们今天已我们的罪已经得了赦免。
When were we quickened from the dead?
我们什么时候从死的里面被活过来？
We already have that resurrection life, Christ's life in us.
我们已经有那复活的生命，基督的生命在我们的里面。
It is not something in the future.
不是那一个在将来的事。
And in like manner.
也同样的。
When have we been seated with Christ in the heavenlies?
我们什么时候是与基督一同坐在天上？
Now.
现在。
We have already been seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
我们已经与基督一同坐在天上。
Christ has been raised from the dead, and he has been ascended up and seated at the right throne of God.
基督已经从死里复活，升天，坐在神宝座的右边。
He is in the heavenlies.
他已经在天上了。
And he has brought us into the heavenlies.
他也把我们一同带到天上。
And we are seated with him in the heavenlies.
我们是与他一同坐在天上。
Now, what do you mean by seating?
你什么是坐？
You do not sit.Until the work is done.
你工作完成了之后你才坐下。
So our Lord Jesus, after he has finished his work,
所以当我们的主他完成了他的工作之后
he ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of his Father.
他就升到天上坐在父神的右边。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
We are in the good of his finished work on the cross.
我们是在他在十字架上所完成的工作的里面。
We are already seated.
我们已经坐下了。
You don't need to work.
你不需要再工作了。
The work is done.
工作已经完成了。
His work is our work.
他的工作就是我们的工作。
And we are seated with him.
我们是与他一同坐着。
Where are we seated?
我们坐在哪里？
In the heavenlies.
在天上。
So brothers and sisters, do you see this?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？
We are already seated in the heavenlies.
我们已经坐在天上。
And because we have been seated in the heavenlies.
因着我们已经坐在天上。
So all the spiritual blessing in the heavenlies are ours.
所以那一切那一个天上属灵的福气都是我们的。
Now maybe we can use another term.
或者我们用另外一个讲法。
And that is John chapter 15.
就是约翰福音十五章。
The Lord said, Abide in me and I in you.
主说住在我里面我也在住在你里面。
You know, seated with Christ in the heavenlies is the same as abide in him.
与基督一同坐在天上就是住在他里面。
Because all the blessings in the heavenlies are in Christ Jesus.
因为一切属灵的福气都是在基督里。
So when we are in Christ Jesus,
所以当我们在耶稣基督的里面
and if we abide in Christ Jesus,
如果我们住在耶稣基督里面
you know, We are in Christ Jesus.
你知道, 我们是在基督的里面,
but whether we are abiding in Christ Jesus.
但是我们是不是住在耶稣基督的里面,
if we abide in Christ Jesus,
如果我们住在基督的里面,
then all the spiritual blessings are ours.
那一切属灵的福气都是我们的,
and if we do not abide,
如果我们不住在那里,
then what is in Christ is not what we receive.
那在基督的你，在基督里的就不是我们所接受的。
Because we are not abiding in Him.
因为我们没有住在他里面。
So seated and abiding are one and the same thing.
所以坐在那里跟住在他里面，这是两样事情同等的，同样的。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
All the spiritual blessings you'll find in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2.
所以一切在以弗所书第一章第二章里面讲到这所有的属灵的福气,
they are all in Christ Jesus.
都是在基督里面。
And if you seated with Him, abide in Him,
如果你与他一同坐着, 也住在他里面,
then all these are yours.
那这一切 都是你的,
and you will begin to experience all these blessings.
你就开始经历这一切的, 祝福。
So the key, the real key is here.
那真正的关键, 那一个钥匙在这里。
God has already put you in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
神已经将你放在基督的里面放在天上。
Now, are you seated with Him today?
你今天是不是与他一同坐在那里?
Do you abide in Him?
你是不是住在他里面?
If you abide in Him,
你如果住在他里面,
and that means you're seated with Him,
也就是说你是与他一同坐在那里,
you receive what He has already done,
你就接受领受他已经成就的,
then you will experience all these spiritual blessings.
这样你就经历这一切属灵的福气。
Then these spiritual blessings will not be like a basket of fruit, high up cannot be reached.
那这些属灵的福气就不是那好像很美的很好的难的水果是高高挂在那里。
Brothers and sisters, it's very simple.
弟兄姊妹, 这是很简单的事。
If you really want to possess your possession,
如果你真的要去得到你的产业,
just learn to be seated with Christ.
就学习与基督一同坐在那里。
Just learn to rest in Christ.
就是学习在基督的里面安息在那里。
Do not struggle, do not try yourself.
不要在那里挣扎，不要在自己在那里努力。
Because Christian life is a life of faith.
因为基督徒的生活乃是一个信心的生活。
And faith casts its anchor in Christ.
信心乃是抛锚于基督。
And this is what abiding in the Word of God is.
这就是住在神的话里面的那个意思。
It is a daily thing.
这是每天的事。
Then you move on from chapter 3 to chapter 5.
这样我们继续从第三章到第五章。
You will find another word.
你又看到另外一个字。
And that word is walk.
就是行。
Walking with Christ.
就是与主一同行走。
Now, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means that what you have received when you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
就是当你与基督一同坐在天上你所领受的。
Now, there is the opportunity of manifesting, expressing it in your daily life.
这样你就在你日常生活的里面有机会来彰显来把它表明出来。
And when you are doing that, this is your testimony.
当你这样做的时候，这就是你的见证。
Now what is our testimony?
那我们的见证是什么？
Our testimony is none other but to testify the reality of Christ.
我们的见证不是什么其他的，乃是 来表明，来彰显基督的生命。
That Christ is real.
那基督是真实的。
How do you know Christ is real?
你怎么知道基督是真的？
Because he has expressed himself in us.
因为他是透过我们把它表明出来。
And this is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
Not only to this world.
不但是向着这个世界。
But even to the unseen world.
甚至向着那一个看不见的世界。
Because in chapter 3, verse 10.
因为在第三章第十节那里说。
It says, in order that now to the principalities authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly the all various wisdom of God.
在第三章第十节那里说，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Our testimony not only reaches to the world.
我们的见证不但是向着世界而去。
It also reaches even to the heavenly hosts.
而且是一直的指着那天上执政的。
They marvel at what God has done in our life.
他们就稀奇神在我们的生命里面所做的工作。
How he could transform us sinners into saints.
他是如何将我们这些罪人把他成为圣人。
How he can bring us together in oneness.
他如何把我们带在合而为一。
So you find in chapter 4, this is our church life.Our body life.
就在第四章的里面，就看到这就是教会的生活，身体的生活。
And then you find in the following, you will find our life in society and our life in the family.
接着就看到我们在社会上面的生活，以及在家庭里面的生活。
All the spiritual blessings we have received in Christ Jesus.Are so real, so practical.
我们一切在基督的里面所领受的这所有的属灵的福气都是真实的，也是实际的。
Because they all can be expressed, manifested in church life, in social life, in family life.
因为这都能够在教会的生活、社会的生活、家庭的生活的里面来表明、来彰显。
And this testimony is powerful.
这一个见证是大有能力的。
So this is walking with Christ in the heavenlies.
这就是与基督一同行在天上。
We walk not by faith, by sight, but by faith.
我们这样的行走不是靠着眼见，乃是凭着信心。
So brothers and sisters, it is nothing abstract.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都不是一些抽象的事。
It is not like people said when you are so spiritual that you are no longer a man.
就如同有人说，你是属灵到一个地步，不像一个人。
Instead, you find you are the real man because it is Christ being manifested.
然后你发现你才是一个真正的人，因为基督从你身上彰显出来。
And how wonderful when you read these chapters.
所以当你读这些经文的时候是何等的美善。
And then finally, when you come to the last part of chapter 6.
所以最后我们读到第六章的时候。
And you find it is fighting with Christ in the heavens.
也是与主与基督一同在天上征战。
The real spiritual warfare is in the heavenlies.
那真正属灵的征战是在天上。
And the real spiritual warfare is not against flesh and blood.
那真正属灵的征战不是与血气的征战。
Yes, we have our warfare with our flesh and blood.
没有错, 我们与我们的血气是有征战。
And unless we have overcome, we are not fit for that spiritual warfare.
除非我们能够得胜, 我们就不配去 在那一个属灵的征战的里面有份。
There is a spiritual warfare going on.
确实有一个属灵的征战在进行着。
Whether the eternal purpose of God will be realized or not.
那神永远的旨意能不能够实现呢?
Satan is trying everything to obstruct that.
撒旦是用着他一切的能力来拦阻这件事。
And now God will use those who are seated with him, walking with him in the heavenlies, to fight this fight of faith.
神就用着那些与基督一同坐在天上，一同行走在天上的， 来做这一个属灵的征战。
Spiritual warfare has a purpose.
属灵的征战有一个目的。
It is not an aimless warfare.
不是一个毫无目的的征战。
There is one purpose behind it.
在这后面有一个目的。
And the purpose is whether the eternal purpose of God will stand.
那一个目的就是说神永远的旨意是不是能够成就。
Whether it will be fulfilled.
它是不是能够完成。
And thank God.
那感谢神。
He can even use man to fight against the angels that are higher than man.
他能够用着人去与那一个比人更高的天使来征战。
That is the glory of God.
这就是神的荣耀。
So we must stand, withstand, and stand.
所以我们必须站住，还要抵挡，仍然站立。
And the last stand means that we stand for the fulfillment of the eternal purpose of God.
那一个最后的站立， 乃是我们为着神永远的旨意在那里站立。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this whole letter of the Ephesians is highly spiritual but deeply practical.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这以弗所书这整卷的书是非常属灵的, 也是极为实际的。
And it is very simple.
也是非常简单的。
Seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
与基督一同坐在天上。
Walking with Christ in the heavenlies.
与基督一同行在天上。
Fighting with Christ in the heavenlies.
也在天上与基督一同的征战。
So may this letter be our possession.
愿意这一个卷书成为我们所拥有的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we just look to Thy Spirit to reveal Thy Word to us.
亲爱的主, 我们只是仰望圣灵将你自己的话启示给我们。
Not only to reveal, but to make it real in our lives.
不但是启示, 而且在我们的生活的里面成为实际。
And it is not for ourselves.
不是为着我们自己。
It is for thy glory.
乃是为着你的荣耀。
It is for thy kingdom.
是为着你的国度。
And it is for thy will to be done.
乃是为着你的旨意成就。
Have mercy upon us.
愿意向我们施恩。
That we may be a people who are apprehended by thee for thy purpose.
愿意我们实在成为那一群子民被你得着为着你的旨意。
And glory be unto God.
愿神得着一切的荣耀。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.